Hey, what's up you guys? It's Coach Adam here and welcome back to Living Your Best Life. I want to really thank you guys all for tuning in. I know there's a few of you personally that listen to the show. There's a few that I don't think I know you, but thanks. And if I do know you and maybe just haven't talked to you in a long time, I appreciate it. So hopefully you're getting some helpful information, maybe just familiar information, whatever, reinforcement of your information you already know. Whatever it is, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I hope to keep bringing you more. All right. I've taken a little bit of a break. I know there's been a little bit more of a lag in between episodes lately. So just an update, if you don't know me very closely, as far as my professional life, I'm moving on from the gym I've been at. So I've been in a little bit of a transition, and just kind of reorganizing things. But the podcast is at the top of my mind, and I'm definitely going to be better about bringing you guys some episodes at least every week. All right. So, let's go ahead and get into this one. This one is actually from a client, friend, listener, who actually brought this up after coming back from vacation. So, a client of mine, I won't say he or she, because I don't want to give anything away, but a client of mine recently went on a trip to, let's say, down south, in the south of the US, the United States. You know, food's freaking delicious down there, big portions. It's also always deep fried, mostly always deep fried. So, you know, of course, there's going to be some apprehension on eating while you're on that vacation, right? So what do I recommend you do? Just enjoy yourself, all right? There's a lot of people I know that, including my clients, that just feel some sort of guilt, a little bit of shame, because all of that work and all that hard work and effort that they put in leading up to their vacation is basically unraveling because they're enjoying hot wings and fries and probably a double portion, because I would. I mean, I get it. All right. It's normal to feel that way, right? But what I want to try to do today is just help you out here by giving you some advice that I give all of my clients. All of my friends, family, anyone who's gone on a vacation and probably going to be in a place where, you know, they don't have access to the gym and they don't have their meal prep and things like that. Don't worry about all that, right? Like, you're on vacation. Enjoy yourself, right? You have to realize that you've worked hard to not only afford this vacation, but also to feel and look the way you wanted to for this vacation. So, like, why are you going to deprive yourself while you're out there of these experiences that you've been looking forward to for so many weeks or months or whatever? Don't feel guilty when you're supposed to be enjoying yourself. This is a vacation, right? You're supposed to relax. I mean, you know, we talk about stress being the number one cause of weight gain. Why do you want to be stressed out on vacation? You'll probably gain weight then, right? So don't stress out while you're on your vacation. It's really not going to make any sense if you come back and people ask about your experiences, including your trainer, and you're like, oh no, I wasn't able to have any of the food. I had to, you know, portion out everything and I was staying on track. So you'd be proud of me. It's like, you know what? I honestly probably would be impressed, but I don't know if I'd be proud of you, right? Because at the end of the day, you didn't enjoy yourself and you didn't enjoy those experiences. So I just want to touch on a few points that, and you got to remember, you guys, this is, of course, my opinion. I know there's other trainers that out there that may disagree with me, but that's okay. I know a lot of trainers that would agree with me, so you're always going to have the other side, right? So a few points just to help you enjoy your vacation a little bit more, and not make you feel like you have to sit there and track your calories and write down your meals while you're sitting on a beach and thinking about how many calories are in that margarita that's sitting there, right? So first, on your vacation, you probably don't eat as much as you realize. Think about like activities you do at home, not necessarily activities, but just things you do throughout your day at work and at home. A lot of times we end up snacking throughout the day on just junk because we're either bored or we just don't have time to get a real meal, so we're eating junk food. We're sitting in front of the TV, so we're just snacking on chips or popcorn or candy or whatever it is that you're not supposed to be eating. And then on top of that, when you're away from your comfort of your home, or away from the comfort of your home, you have limited access to junk food. You don't have as much availability of the food that you have that you're not supposed to have at home, but you don't have it so quickly available that you're just going to grab it and eat when you're not supposed to. Okay. And then the second thing, you're, depending on where you go on vacation, you're likely to just be more active in general than when you're at home. Okay. When you're at home, you go to work, you come home, you go to work, you come home. So you have like a similar routine, right? You're not as active. If you're going to the gym, great. But even then, when you go on vacation, the likelihood of you walking around that town is way higher than you walking around at home, right? It's a lot more fun to experience a new town on foot than it is in a car or even public transportation. But even then, you're still going to be walking, right? And there's also activities that you do on vacation. So if you go like to, you know, like a exotic place for vacation, there's hiking trails, you can go kayaking, there's biking, there's swimming, zip liking, rock climbing, like all kinds of stuff that you're going to be outside expending calories. So you're going to be a lot more active while you're on your vacation. The third thing is the quality of the food is more often than not going to be a lot better, especially if you're going to a foreign country. All right, so if you live in the US, the standard American diet, just so you guys know, the standard American diet, the acronym is SAD, like a very sad diet. That's very true. But it's not known for quality, nutrient-dense foods, right? When people travel to the US, there's not really like a delicacy that people look to, right? It's going to be fried chicken sandwiches, burgers, hot dogs. Like, it's not really nutrient dense for the most part. All right. And if you're not in the US and you're on vacation somewhere else, you're also less likely to have access to ultra processed foods. Okay. A lot of other countries don't really have like processed foods on every shelf of every store, right? There are going to be your big box stores that have that, but they're not on every block like they are here, right? There's going to be a lot more whole foods available. So you're going to get a lot more nutrient dense foods, better quality food. You may eat more of it, but your body's going to love you for it. Okay. The fourth one, I kind of touched on this earlier. You're going to have less stress while being away from work, being away from the everyday grind of your commute, from the everyday grind of meetings or calls or dealing with people or whatever it is that you do for a living every single day. You are probably stressed out at the end of your day, right? So when you're on vacation, your stress levels are bound to go down each single day, every single day, right? Which means you probably won't sit there and stress eat either, okay? So less stress, less weight gain. Number five, there's two more. As long as you enjoy yourself and you don't feel bad about yourself coming home, that's what's most important. So it's all about your mindset coming back into your environment, right? The point of your vacation is to indulge, to be guilt-free, to have fun, to have new experiences, right? And how are you supposed to have those experiences with all these restrictions you've put on yourself? You can't live a fulfilled life when you have these restrictions that you have to carry with you every single place that you go to. That's no way to live. All right, so like even at home, you may loosen up those restrictions every once in a while because someone's birthday or it's an anniversary or it's a cheat day, right? Like we do it all the time. So if you're on vacation, just indulge, have fun, okay? The sixth one, the last one, when you get back, and this is probably the most important if you've done everything else up to this point. When you get back, just make sure that you put in the work that you were putting in before you left. Okay, once vacation is over, it's back to the grind, you guys. The most important thing when coming back is just getting right back into a routine. All right, your body's gonna snap right back into it because it's like, hey, we've done this before. We've only been off for a week. Your body's not dumb. All right, it understands its environment. It adapts to changes very quickly. So if you come back and you throw yourself right back into what you were doing beforehand, that weight gain that you may have had is probably gonna fall right off. Okay, so summer vacation, it's coming to a close, right? And most kids, students are back in school, and most of us are back into our normal routines, which means that most people are also probably coming back from vacations. And if you're one of those people and you just listen to what the 6 points I had for you, then I'm gonna tell you, don't worry about any weight that you may have gained. More than likely, your body's gonna drop that off within 10 to 14 days, maybe even a week if you get back to your routine correctly. All right, a lot of it is more than likely gonna be water weight. All right, it's water weight that your body is holding on to from all the traveling, from all the eating, from maybe lack of dehydration because maybe you didn't drink enough water during the trip. So as long as you jump back into a normal routine, your body's gonna snap right back, and within a week or two, you're not even gonna feel so guilty. All right, so just remember when you do get back, stay extra hydrated. So extra electrolytes, extra potassium, magnesium, zinc, vitamin C, all that. Get back to it. Get back to your training. Get back to your healthy eating habits. Get back to a normal sleep routine and get back to normal life so your body can bounce right back for you, and so you don't have to sit in that quote unquote guilt that you really shouldn't be feeling. All right, so thanks again, you guys. I really, really do appreciate it for sitting here and listening to me talk to myself, but also talk to you. It's quite an experience, I'll tell you. But I really can't wait for the next one. Like I said, I promise I will give you an episode next week, and the week after that, and the week after that, and these will be weekly again. And we're gonna get to know each other a lot more. All right, so thanks again, you guys. I can't wait for the next one, and I will talk to you all soon. So have a great week. Remember to love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.